Keeping it real with Hamilton's property portfolio.
Hi, this is Simon with today's episode of Keeping It Real with Hamilton's. Today I wanted to chat to you about how to heat your home on a budget. With the rising cost of electricity and the need for heat in winter, it can be a real tough pill to swallow as to whether or not you crank up that heater or you put a blanket on you. The onset of winter will inevitably cause an uptick in power consumption that Eskom, unfortunately, that's already a battling power supplier, cannot cope with. What we've actually started noticing is that electrical generation year on year is actually decreased by 1.1% based on how the population has grown and how that growth has outpaced the demand, the supply of electricity. It's therefore become more important that homeowners should try and find ways to reduce their household expense, especially on electricity, in these winter months ahead. The winter months obviously bring through an earlier sunset, which means that the colder, darker, and longer days are upon us. And this escalates further as many of us are working from home. In the past, your company had to heat a large office space that would accommodate a multitude of employees, whereas now we've got all these individual employees sitting at their homes heating their own spaces. So we need to try and minimize the extra demand that this might put on the national grid. I suggest that those who work from home try and limit their reliance on heating solutions by upgrading the insulation on their home. South Africans, we are very bad at insulating our homes. We live in a predominantly warm climate, and when I come and deal with a lot of overseas clients, they are quite alarmed at the lack of double glazing, the lack of ceiling insulation, the lack of flooring insulation that we have in our homes. And as colder months approach, this is a more cost-effective and long-term route that you can establish. Installing insulation is probably the best way to prevent heat loss in winter, and what is also great is it retains the cooler air come summer months. But be sure to install the correct type of insulation. Different climatic zones around the country have different needs. You'll find that in Durban, for example, you'll need a thinner insulation type than you'll need in a wetter climate such as the Western Cape. There are two costs that you need to be prepared for when buying an electrical heater. The first is the cost of the heater. The second one is the cost of the electricity to run it. Normally, the cost of the heater is quite minimal, and it is the cost of the running that needs to be taken into account. It's important to remember that electricity is charged per kilowatt used per hour. So 1 kilowatt is 1,000 watts, and on the packaging and labeling of your heater, you'll find watts that the heater uses. For example, a 1,500 watt. If your appliance only has volts or amps listed on it, ask the manufacturer or retail how many watts the heater uses. You can then take an easy calculation of how many watts the heater is going to use, how much the electricity is costing you, and you can soon work out how much you are spending per hour on running that heater. It's important to note that the more watts your heater uses, the higher the electricity costs. Higher or warmer settings on heaters usually use more watts, and turning your heater up may give you more warmth, but it will certainly double your costs. The more hours you run your heater naturally increases its usage. Low voltage heaters can be used, but may not warm rooms as sufficiently. And remember that warm blankets and hot water bottles do a good job of keeping you warm. And the more you use these and the less you use your heaters, the more that you can save. Beyond this, homeowners can be encouraged to conserve energy wherever they can. Capitalize on sunny days, hang your washing outside, forgo using the tumble dryer when you don't have to. Before switching on a heater, perhaps put on an extra jacket and see how you are coping. And these small changes in habit can actually lead to a big difference in the bottom line of what your house costs you to run. And as a final word of advice to homeowners, you should be considering other forms of heating solutions as opposed to electricity. Renewed forms of heating, biofuels, gas, log-burning fireplaces are all much more sustainable ways of heating your home at an effective budget. Thank you for your time.
Hamilton's property portfolio offers our clients the boutique experience. This extends from our initial contact until transfer is concluded and incorporates a targeted marketing strategy, ensuring the best results for our clients. Should you wish to place your property on our portfolio, find a property, or would simply like a current market analysis, please contact us. For more about the boutique experience, visit hamiltons.co.za or find us on Facebook under Hamilton's Property Portfolio Garden Route.